welcome to Train to Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Hi, I'm Matthew Greenwood, and I'm from Surrey, and I'm doing the developer course with Train to Game.
Hi, Matthew. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad.
So tell me, what's your story? What are the past experiences that have shaped your life?
Right, well, I'm from a very young age, I've kind of been forced, as it were, into kind of programming. I mean, when most people were getting their first CDs, I got my very first Spectrum Plus 2, 48K basic. And if ever I wanted to do anything, I've always had to write it myself. Pretty much had to kind of grow up and effectively write my own things. Basically since I was about 8 years old. And of course, at that age, games.
Yeah, so
everybody else was playing Super Mario Brothers, and I was playing my own version of it.
So you've always been making games then, and you've always been interested in that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I started off, you know, sort of at the young age, sort of really playing games and sort of making my own versions of them. I kind of got more into kind of developing websites and kind of doing all the kind of background server programming stuff for various different companies. So I've pretty much been solely into programming really since a very young age.
What is it that you do for a living now?
Well, I'm actually a software engineer for a brand management company. So we actually do an online brand management system for the likes of various big companies.
And how do you think that helps your game development at all? Or is it just a completely different sort of thing that you have to keep swapping between?
Programming wise, most of it is very 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 similar. I mean, to be honest, the work that I do sort of within the actual Train to Game course has actually helped me greatly with a lot of sort of the new stuff that I've actually had to take on at work. Kind of helped both ways.
What's the most dramatic or exciting thing that you've ended up doing with your life?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think the biggest thing that I've done so far was attending the game jam.
Is that
that was with Train to Game?
Is that the most recent one? Is it the one with Microsoft?
That was the one with the world record attempt.
Yeah. How did you find that?
Oh, that was an absolute nightmare. It was brilliant fun. Lots of great people. I didn't sleep. I didn't eat. I didn't do nothing. I was sat behind that computer pretty much nonstop. Yeah, I for the very few times that I did actually leave the computer, I had lots of people staring at me because my eyes were just getting redder and redder over the weekend.
So was it at the game jam where you met the other people of Roadhog, or was that a different way you got together with them?
Terry and Gareth were actually both sort of part of the same team for the game jam, team 46. We came up with a game called Monumental, but never actually had an artist at all, during the game jams. So we spent most of our time taking photos off Google, I think it was, and various other places, And we kind of became really good friends, and now we're going off to do this, and I think sort of Gareth or Terry, I think it was, actually found Amy, who's now our resident artist, and it's just helped us greatly in lots of ways for the new game.
Excellent. So, finally, what is your greatest ambition for your career? Where do you want to go with it?
That's a big one. I think mine is to actually be able to work for myself and be able to pick and choose, I suppose, as to what sorts of projects I want to work on rather than having to work on everything because you need the money in the door.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time, Matthew.
Thank you very much.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.